Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Amid a growing uproar by some in the business community, this week, Governor Patrick invites the House Speaker, the Senate President, and business leaders to his office for a meeting about the new state sales tax on some computer services. The goal, find a compromise to both soothe the industry concerns about the tax, while at the same time they try to guard the revenue from the tax earmarked to pay for huge state transportation improvements. Many in the tech sector decry the tax as too vague and overreaching. Some say to the extent that it can apply to almost anything a computer programmer does. They want the tax repealed. One of the leaders in that call is Chris Anderson, president of the Massachusetts High Tech Council. We spoke with him about what he thinks the business community message should be at this upcoming summit.
Well, the message ought to be very clear that the technology tax that the legislature enacted as part of the transportation finance bill ought to be repealed, simply because it places Massachusetts technology programmers, IT companies, and consumers at a competitive disadvantage with just about every other state in the United States.
Well, how so? Give me an example.
Well, we have 15 peer states that we've identified at the High Tech Council. And among that list, only Texas, which has a sales tax-based economy, has a narrow application of the sales tax to certain computer services. So Massachusetts has blown the doors off of any distinction that we would otherwise hope would be helpful, and have placed us at a clear disadvantage by putting a tax on innovation.
Let's go back for a moment and listen to what state officials had to say about justifying the tax in the first place. Here is a soundbite from David Sullivan, legal counsel for the Executive Office of Administration and Finance, who voiced his support last spring.
The best way to say it is we need our tax code to catch up with the way that technology is affecting everyone in their daily lives. Our tax agency is no different from the rest of the world. We're not living in the 19th century anymore. We're dealing with modern products that have modern needs, and we have to accommodate to those needs.
Would you respond to that, Chris Anderson?
I think investing in all of the infrastructure, education, healthcare requirements that the state has is exactly and precisely why high-tech company executives want to grow their employment here. This tax does the exact opposite. This tax does not register the fact that the technology workforce that David just referenced is highly mobile. In fact, only three other states have any kind of measurable tax that's similar to this. So we're not entering a field that is widely adopted across the country. We're actually entering a field that creates a disadvantage and is breaking new ground in a way that's going to negatively impact job growth and ultimately tax revenue growth.
So when State Representative Brian Dempsey, who chairs the House Ways and Means Committee and who was at one time a tax supporter, now says that the tax may need to be fixed, I take it you think that there is no fix then?
The only fix is repeal. And if the legislature thinks they can narrow the tax or redefine its application, they're not going to find support in the technology community, and that's why we filed a question to fully repeal the tax.
By telling state lawmakers and other state officials that there's no way they can fix this, that if they don't repeal it, you're going to go ahead and push a ballot question next year before voters to repeal it, you're really not giving them much wiggle room at all. You're giving them no wiggle room. You're giving them an ultimatum.
Well, I mean, there are plenty of options for where they go to get revenue. But it's really not an ultimatum. It's just a bad tax policy. We would like to work with them to help, you know, share the realizations that came in as they voted or after they voted that they would maybe not have the benefit of. But as we're seeing and as they're hearing that the impact of this law is rippling throughout the economy, it should be pretty clear and pretty easy to say, you know what, I'm sorry, we made a mistake. We're going to fix this. And this is exactly what happened, Bob, in 1990 when the legislature imposed a vast expansion of the sales tax to all kinds of services, lawyers, beauty salons, and quickly realized that was an overreach. And they repealed pretty much all aspects of that law pretty quickly. So I think we're just in a similar scenario. And I think they thought by targeting the technology community, they were going to be able to begin the process of taxing services over time, and we just think that's a bad policy, and we want to repeal it just as we did in 1990.
Chris Anderson, president of the Mass High Tech Council, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Bob. Have a great day.